Good morning, my dear friends from Master Your Personality Podcast. My name is Maurice, and I'm here again taking you on the tour of life. We're on the road again, And today I want to talk to you about a concept that I've learned from one of my mentors, and it is about the way we learn, the areas in our lives where we learn from and where we don't learn or in any way cannot learn. And why is that important? That is important because, well, we talked about it before, it's important to learn stuff, right? If you want to grow, if you want to continue to develop yourself and really get to the next level in your life, in your total form of happiness, it's always good to learn. I mean, it's the law of nature, right? If it doesn't grow, it's dead. So you should grow in what way, one way or the other. So growing is a way, because there's something crazy going on here. We're stopping before something that is, I guess, blocking the road or something. No, what it is. Well, I don't know. I'll just wait for that to happen to evolve. Anyway, I was talking about learning. Yes, so it is important because when you don't grow, you're dead. So you keep learning. But the thing is, learning is exciting. Learning is fearsome. It's hard, right? It's hard to learn because we all are very much we like to stay in our, you know, our comfort zone and our, you know, it's all fine and dandy and it's good and I don't have to do anything because, you know, I know everything I want and I can do everything I want, and that's pretty much how it goes. You know, staying in your comfort zone is something that is really something you want to do. There's a car blocking the road. He's in the wrong lane, so he was blocking everyone here in the traffic. Yeah, you look silly, dude. Anyway, staying in the comfort zone means that you don't learn. Because in the comfort zone, we're all fine and dandy. Everything is good. Everything is comfortable. We know everything we want to know. And we stay there then. So staying in the comfort zone is good, right? We love staying in the comfort zone because that's where we're in our own area, right? That's where we're comfortable. So it is a good zone, don't get me wrong. It's good to be in your comfort zone and be fully present in it and do your stuff and be good with things you do. But you don't learn in the comfort zone, right? You just don't learn there. It's where you have learned, and because you learned, you ended up in that comfort zone. That is what the comfort zone is. So whenever you want to learn something new, you want to get out of your comfort zone. But there comes the danger. Because we don't want to get out of our comfort zone because we are afraid that we will fail. Well, you should listen to yesterday's episode about failure and why it is actually good for you. But if it is something you should go out of your comfort zone. I mean, you have to get out of your comfort zone to start learning. And yes, that is frightening. Yes, that can be scary. But you don't have to get too far out of your comfort zone, because right outside of your comfort zone, let's picture this. You're standing somewhere and just some like one and a half meters, let's say 2-3 feet around you is your comfort zone. Let's just assume that, right? Now, if you step out of your comfort zone and you walk 30 meters out of your comfort zone, that's a whole lot of way out of your comfort zone. That is the so-called panic zone. You're too far away from your comfort zone. So anything you do there has no reference to anything you knew before. And that is where you panic. That's where you get into a lot of stress and you don't learn. Now, just outside of your comfort zone, let's say for a couple of inch, some 50 centimeters, 30 centimeters maybe 1 meter in diameter or in growth, is your learning zone. It's right outside your comfort zone. It's not in your comfort zone, so you feel a little bit uncomfortable, you feel a little bit scared, maybe excited, but it is outside of your comfort zone, but it is still within the reach of your comfort zone. So what do I mean with that? Well, let me tell you a real life story. I've been in different countries in my life. I haven't traveled very much per se. It's not that I am a traveler. I don't call myself a traveler. I don't go backpacking and travel the world. I have never done that. And to be honest, that scares me, right? That is my panic zone. So I went on this trip a while ago, and we went to a new culture, which I didn't know before, a total new culture. I had no experience there. I didn't speak the languages they spoke. And it was also kind of an aggressive atmosphere in that country. So I really felt uncomfortable, but not like a little bit of uncomfort. No, I felt like I was glad I was with someone who did speak the language and she could lead some ways in certain ways, because I totally blanked in situations. I totally did not know what would be the smartest thing to do. So I felt under threat for a lot of times. I felt really, on the top of my toes. I was in fight or flight mode most of the week, let's say week. So that was my panic zone. I was not in my comfort zone, and I wasn't in my learning zone per se. I learned a lot though, if you're in your panic zone and you make it out of it, and you get back into your comfort zone or the learning zone, I mean, you have learned a lot, but they're tough lessons that you've learned. And there indeed I did learn my tough lessons there in many ways. That was the panic zone for me. And the learning zone would have maybe been going to a new country where I never have been, but where the culture is kind of similar to mine, right? So, let's say I'd go to Italy. I don't speak the language, but it's still a Western cultural country, right? So it's kind of scary maybe, but you don't have to panic, right? I mean, how systems work there, and you get that, because that's the same way it works where I live here in the Netherlands. So it's still a different country, different type of people, different cultures, different habits, whatever it is, but but you will be okay, right? It is then a learning experience. Or maybe go to Greece or things like that. It's more within my reach, where I would feel comfortable to go on my own, or maybe with the two of us, but still alone. I would be fine going alone to Italy. So that is my learning zone. That is a different zone than my panic zone, right? And where you're in your panic zone, you panic and you're like, I'm not, I don't feel comfortable here, and you freeze or you fight or flight. It's really that uncomfortable. So, yes, you learn in your panic zone. Is it very effective? Well, maybe it's if you like shock therapy, maybe let's put it like that, right? It's then it could be possible. But it's better to just step outside of your comfort zone, just into your learning zone. And within this learning zone, and that is for everyone something different, you get that, right? You learn the most effective. Because the thing is, when you're in your learning zone, right, there comes a time when you've learned the things that you wanted to learn there, right? Now, what happens when you're somewhere in a zone, when you're somewhere in a zone that you've learned stuff that you now know? That is right. That becomes your new comfort zone. So you grow your comfort zone by learning new skills, because you get them, right? You know what to do, you know what to, how to act, you know what to do in that situation that you've learned. You can be confident, you can be comfortable. So, sure, if you're like really go for the edge, dive deep into the learning zone, which may be on the border of your panic zone, right? But better not cross into the panic zone, because that is, it is still the learning zone in a way, but it is, you know, very much out of your league, and you might be damaged there. Let's call it that. If it's too far out of your comfort zone, don't go there. But you know, the learning zone is still a zone where you safely can get into, because when you want to get out of the learning zone, get back into your comfort zone, it's just one or two steps away, right? Well, if it's somewhere you cannot even find it anymore, you don't get out of the panic zone. So, learning, it's very important. And we talked about why it's important, because that's how you grow. And if you grow your comfort zone, it makes you more confident, right? It makes you comfortable in more situations. You're becoming more a person of the world, of something that you know the stuff that's important for you. So you've got your experiences, you've got your skills, everything that is growing. So keep growing, although it is frightening, and there's a little anxiety and it's scary maybe, but you gotta look up for that. You gotta look for that. Look up. Look it up. No, you gotta look for that feeling of anxiety. Because when you learn, you grow. And when you grow, you live. And you can live this way, creating more happiness in your life, because you become more comfortable. So that said, I want to close up for today. It's Friday. Friday, June the 7th already. I didn't say that in the beginning. So this episode was for Friday, June 7th. And if you want to contact me, just hit me on maurice@masteryourpersonality.com. Send an email, send a note, send a voice message, whatever you want to send there. But don't send spam or viruses. I don't like those. So, but whatever you want to send to me, you know, I'm looking forward to that. And wishing you have a good weekend, and I'll see you next week again. Monday is a public holiday here, so there's not going to be a podcast. So it's going to be Tuesday, next Tuesday. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.